Okay.
China. Over this past weekend, China had, see, we're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 93 military jets from China flew right into to Taiwan's watch zone. Now, they didn't cross the 12 nautical mile, you know, surrounding airspace thing. But they got, they could call it air defense zone. And so Taiwan's foreign minister, who is comparable to the Secretary of State, Joseph Wu, went on his various and sundry platforms and he said, Taiwan's preparing for war. China's doing this. And this is happening. This is happening. So, yeah, Taiwan is rallying its allies. It's calling people for help. It's in full, it's in full mode. Now, I'm comfortably away from it all. I'm at high altitude. I'm no longer living at sea level. I'm way high up in a very old solid building. I'm no longer on a lower floor. No, I know what you're probably going to ask, and I'm just going to look at it. I'm going to say, as tensions are rising, I'm safely out of harm's way, both for any military danger and also safe from any act of God that might protect Taiwan from said invaders. I'm safe. I'm good. And it's very interesting because it's yet another area of town that I've not been in. I've done massive sweeping prayer walks over every place I've ever lived. And now I've got a new place where I'm walking and living and praying. I'm connected to several beltways that can jet me over here or jet me over there. Once again, everything is a 20-minute drive away. I'm set. I'm good. And right now, I'm focusing on the things I wanted to focus on before. I've got the space to move and work. So what exactly is going to happen with the Taiwan situation? My buddy and I are looking through various strategies. What am I going to do with audio recordings? What am I going to do with letters from Taiwan? What am I going to do with possible lawsuits I could file against Taiwan for its treatment of foreigners? Taiwan is not the enemy, but Taiwan needs to wake up. Taiwan's telling the whole world it has freedom, it's democracy. No, it's not. It's elitist. Goodness. You know, just the other day, we were having skateboarding. Here I am at Borders Landing, the name for this flat that I'm living in and overseeing, in all of its friends that we're trying to empower. I'm looking at everything happening, and people from the local community, not the neighbors, but just OG skaters, etc., don't understand basics about how to be a good skateboarder. It's from the Taiwanese mindset. One guy says, look at this. I'm talking with the guy about, you know, how to skate. And the guy says, don't do that. And he's blasting me on social media. And I'm like, what's he talking about? He doesn't do speed skating. And I do. So why is he telling me I'm wrong? And he's asking, Jesse, what's going on with this? I'm like, it's their stinking thinking. The Taiwanese have that Confucian culture and they're incapable of understanding when they're wrong. The guy says, well, that's true. They don't even have a category in their worldview of being wrong. They don't even know what it means to be wrong about something. It's just me, myself. It's narcissism. They lack a sense of self. They don't understand there's the outside world over there and then there's me, myself over here and I am separate from the world. It's just I want. And that's as far as their thinking goes. So the concept that I am wrong presumes that you're wrong about something outside of yourself. They don't think outside of themselves. So they don't think of themselves as a separate entity. The idea, this is myself, it's only themselves. And that's all they think about. So they think about themselves, they think they're thinking about everything. And so from that, they cannot be wrong. Study narcissism. And it just happens so much. It's very difficult to get the concept of the Christian forgiveness idea into that worldview that doesn't understand the idea of being wrong because it doesn't understand anything outside of what I want now. So it's like, arguably, this is where, you know, Christian counseling and psychology can really help the good things of the Bible to help people have better lives. What's the trouble with Taiwan? They need Jesus. And all the missionaries want to wave the white flag and say, nope, you can't teach them that. They don't learn that. You'll have to take them Jesus without forgiveness. It's like, well, that's all Jesus is. I had a very disturbing encounter this week. I'm not going to go into any of the details, but I had a very disturbing encounter this week. And I did some things that I can do as whatever I am in God's kingdom. So someone's going to get me, Jesse, you can't hint away at stuff. Friend, I'm sorry. I don't introduce myself this way. And ethics demand that I tell you this. I'm not boasting about this. I am an end times apostle who has seen the Lord God. I know what his face looks like. I know his hair. And as that, I can exercise certain authority. And I do. And I exercised it this week on a fraud. Nothing happened that we would see in the news anyway. A lot happened in the spiritual realm. You know, angel newspapers probably reported a lot if they have them. But it might be hitting our human newspapers in a while. It's amazing the little tiny things that happen spiritually that nobody notices. And then it causes an avalanche of events that we all can recognize with our eyes, you know, that we see in the natural world later on. But it's a spiritual thing that happened first. That happens a lot. And that happened this week. So here I am at this new safe location. China's creating all this massive hubbub starting the day after I finish moving. The day after. Right away, it's like magic. I'm at a new safe location, and all of a sudden China kicks it in gear, swings in gear. Now locals are having their fights about this and that. People are squabbling and quibbling. And here's another exciting thing about this. Lahi is getting fully sponsored by my cooperateur. He's got his skateboards. He's got trips, competitions. He's supposed to be, Lahi is now a pro skater. He is a pro skater. And I'm here serving as a moral guide of some sort. So as that's happening, the old establishment in Taiwan, with their failed ways of thinking, not knowing how skateboards work, not thinking that teaching this technique or that technique really matters, all their little local, lesser, small town politics, small world vision. Let's not do anything big or awesome. Let's not make waves or be different. That worldview is colliding with Lahi being sponsored, and none of them are able to sponsor him. And that's starting to make waves. So we've got a lot of interesting things that are starting to shift in Taiwan. And the events that come out of this are going to be a little bit more dramatic week to week. So we're out of time. I'll talk to you tomorrow.